Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, everybody, Buzz 24-7 Archive Friday. We're taking you back to a Who's the Douchebag?
Thing. It's called Who's the Douchebag?
Aging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Great question.
That's a great one.
It is brought to you by On the Vine Marketplace, Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter, and Rue 1 in Scarborough.
Ooh.
Getting into barbecue season. It's coming back, so get that.
Catchy laying the groove down on this
dude,
one.
Dude, I'm always looking. I
appreciate
Kayla
that.
Kayla was grooving to it. Some cool new beds.
Yeah, he was getting his bed on this morning.
I was.
I like it.
It's called Hole in One. That's what it's called. Anyway.
That's what she said.
That's the one I'm looking for it.
So, Whoops. If you're looking for a barbecue idea, a great way to bump up a party, try to do something different, you know, cook something different, they're awesome. They're the best. They got great folks in the meat department, fish department, produce, spices, wine. They got it all at On the Vine Marketplace. So let's say you're having a disagreement or you're caught kind of in a situation. You can write about it. Tell us. You know, try to be objective as possible.
And let us take it off your hands. Yeah. You know what I mean? If me and Greg are arguing and it's going nowhere, throw it out to other people.
Yeah. And maybe you get a new way to think of it, a new way to approach. Maybe you get an affirmation of, yeah, you're not the douchebag, the other person's the douchebag. Sometimes, though, you know, it's holding up a mirror and what you're going to see ain't pretty. Sometimes that happens, okay?
Sometimes it's really pretty.
But either way, we're learning and we're moving forward, okay? All right, so email it to us, Greg Roadkill, Laura, Kelly at morningbuzz.com, Kayla at morningbuzz.com. If you, forgot what I was going to say. But anyway, let's go. Let's get to it. Oh, we talk about it. It's not our decision. It's yours. We take five. First to get five is the douchebag. This is, kid, we're going to youth sports.
Okay.
The fun, exciting world of youth sports. Godfather.
Godfather.
I think I have a situation that fits the nook of your segment. We got a nook. Okay. Try to keep it as unbiased as possible. I am a basketball coach, a girls basketball coach. Okay? Played the game all through high school. Coached 10 seasons of the sport in my local town and school system. Last night, we were in a very close game with our neighboring community, people we interact with on a regular basis. As the game went on back and forth, our team had a two-point lead with a handful of seconds left. The other team, who was the home team, got the ball down on their end, and their best player was fouled by one of my players as time expired. She was granted two foul shots with no time left. She made the first one, and I called a timeout before she shot the second one in an attempt to, quote-unquote, ice her. Much like you would as a field goal kicker stepping out or as a batter stepping out of the batter's box. That is a common thing where you try to throw off their rhythm, right? She missed the shot and our team won. As teams acknowledged each other in the handshake line, I told the young lady she had nothing to hang her head about. A little later, as I was leaving the gym, I saw the same girl with her family and realized I knew who they all were. So I went over once again and told her she had a bright basketball future in front of her. She was he gives the grade that she was in. It was kind of like a middle grade and would undoubtedly be a varsity player next year. As I continued out of the gym and into the lobby, I was confronted by a grandfather. I was confronted by a grandfather on the other team who had choice words for me about my dirty timeout. This is someone I've known for 30 years. Uh-oh. We've done work together for each other in our respective businesses and generally try to respect each other. At first, I thought he was just talking to me. Then I realized with the words he was using, He was serious. We were in a crowded lobby in front of my wife and some players on both teams, so I stepped outside with only glass separating us from all these people. He continued to berate me while I explained that these kids need to learn pressure with only at some point in their athletic careers. I eventually walked away when I realized there's just no getting through to this guy. Later, I found out he went to a local watering hole and slandered me to anyone who would listen. So let me ask you, who's the douchebag? Now, on the surface, it seems pretty easy to me,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there are people who think, let him play, don't interfere as a coach. There are people, as you know, that are going to say, just let him play. You shouldn't have interrupted that. That was just a dirty coaching move, blah, blah, blah. Just let them play and win on their own, you know, on their own effort. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there are people that feel that way.
If it was like second graders, yeah, I wouldn't call the timeout. But what stage do you start? I guess it would be, you know, junior high when you start to, you know, do stuff like that to try to win the game. It's all ends up being part of the game.
But this whole it doesn't matter to win is nonsense. You're playing the game to win. Okay. Now, look, I don't want to go crazy about it. You know, you lose, you lose. It's all right. It's a game. But you're there to win. I don't get this whole, you know, we don't want Billy to feel bad. Well, Billy should have made the shot.
Billy shouldn't be on the team.
No.
Billy can't make
the
shot.
You can't. Look, I had kids that, you know, they weren't the best of the best. You know what I mean? At certain points, they were learning. And this is the learning stage. You know, and then as they grew, they got much better because they could handle the bad part. Mm-hmm. It's like when your kid is not the star player, right, and gets up to the line to potentially win the game. As a parent, you're sitting in the stands and you're going, "Oh Jesus, oh God!"
So right. Learn how to deal with that stuff.
Yeah, but we can't have that because you know Jimmy's going to feel bad or Jenny is going to feel bad that she didn't make the shot. It's not Jenny's fault.
Then
it's
she's
just
gonna,
part of the game.
She's going to get over it.
And maybe she practices harder and she gets better. You know, I don't know. But I can't at all side with the grandparent or anybody who does that kind of stuff.
No.
You're at the level now. This isn't fourth grade. This isn't, you know, 7, 8 years old. This is, you know.
Well, that's why I feel like this is
14.
Yeah, this should have already been gone through. Like,
right.
You know, obviously, like you said, I'm watching, you know, my 6-year-old, 7, 8-year-old, and as they get older, you realize.
And then you know,
more than
whoever
just,
it is, you know, the upset parent goes and runs their mouth.
And parents ruin youth sports.
Yeah.
Yep.
They ruin it.
Yep. That is that they'll go and they'll run their mouth about blah, 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 blah. And inevitably, they're going to find someone else, especially if you've coached in a town for a long time, who's going to agree because they felt you didn't treat their kid fairly. You know? What do you do? Scotty, what do you say?
I think the grandfather is in the wrong. I mean, I don't know a lot about sports, but, you know, if this person has been coaching and they felt what they did was okay and stuff, the grandfather shouldn't have done that.
You get the play, right? So
yes,
it's
yeah.
The game. The
yes.
Game's on the line,
yep.
Two shots. They go to they call the whistle just as they get ready to throw the second shot.
Yep.
Throws off the rhythm. Now it's in her head. It's a
great coaching tactic.
Yeah,
it sucks if it's used against you, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Right, and even if he had a point, does it take that long and carry it outside? Just say something, I guess. But I don't even think he has a point. But he carried it on too long as well.
Yeah. So if he'd have said
a spectacle,
cheap move, if you ask me, and never said another thing.
I don't even like that, but yeah.
Right.
It
okay.
Would be better, I guess.
I agree, Laura.
Yeah, I don't even think that's Kelly. It's not even good. It's just
right.
Rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, you
right.
Have to say it much kinder than that.
Yeah, but I don't. I hate sports. I love them.
No,
I
wait,
hate
no,
I love them.
Wait a minute. That's my thing.
Well, okay.
So that can't.
Don't
that
take
can't
my
be.
Thing.
Don't take my
don't
thing.
Take
that
my
is.
Thing.
I'm sleepy, and I hate sports.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So yes, the guy, the parent of the other one is the douchebag.
I watched two parents get in a scuffle. After a game, a scuffle. And I know them both, good people. They got in a scuffle, same team, parents, got in a scuffle. As a kid, is there anything more embarrassing than watching your dad get in a fight with another dad?
For the last like month, they've had a lot of the schools can't even have, unless you are just the parent, they can't even have other people go and watch the sports because of all the...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
Well, that's what we've... That's awesome.
I think clearly the grandfather is the douchebag, and anybody else like them that makes a spectacle like that.
It's the easiest one we've ever done.
Yep. Maybe. But it's such a problem. It is such a problem.
And it's sad because it ruins it for the kids. It's embarrassing for the kids.
And, then the kids act like that.
Right. They see that as a
10-year coach.
Who's committed.
Who's committed and doing it for kids.
Right.
And yet, you know what? At some point, this guy says, screw this.
I'm out of here.
This.
And then wait and see what they get.
So then your kid gets a chucklehead.
You get somebody like me.
Everybody gets to play.
You get somebody like me who has no idea.
And then you're the first person to stand up and go, how come they haven't won a game yet? This sucks. It's a never ending. It's like a dog chasing its tail, you know. All right. So look, we had our points of view, but they don't matter. Yours does. So who is the douchebag here? Is the grandparent for complaining, and the granddad is probably one of those guys, big in the town, knows all about the sport, probably played it when he was a kid and was a hero and has a comment about everything.
Yeah.
You know, in every town, there's older guys, older people that comment on every single sports thing. Like, you know, it was so much better when they were in school.
Yep.
I saw it with people I went to school with. It's just crazy. So, clearly it's the grandfather, I think. Might be a douche. Might be a slim douche.
Yes, I'm guessing slim
888-556-7625. There may be someone out there who thinks that those coach shenanigans, they've got no place in youth sports. Let them play. Let them live. Let them just be happy and breathe fresh organic air. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, the grandfather or the coach? Guys. What do you got, Patrick?
It's Pops all day. Pops all day. You guys, everything you said is true. This is the reason why we have a lack of coaching and a lack of officiating these days, is because people getting confronted after games. This coach taught this both teams a valuable lesson about under pressure. It is a sportsmanship lesson to be learned, and you know the coach handled it the right way. He tried to remove himself from the situation, from the crowd, and Boomer decided to make it a big deal.
Let me just tell you something. I'm going to just throw this out there. This guy on the phone right now has coaching experience. Yes or no?
I am a coach, and I am also a official.
Yeah. Okay. You've seen it a million times. You know exactly what we're talking about. All right. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. It is infuriating to people who love the game and love to coach and work with kids and help them get better. The goals and the great things that can come out of it are awesome. And the thing that gets in the way more often than not is the parent. Sorry. Sorry. There were times when I was livid as a parent. But you know what I did? I kept my mouth shut. That's just what you do,
yep.
Because the kid has to learn the tough lessons. Guess what? You didn't get put back in the game.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, you played poorly that night.
Exactly.
Sucks.
You wait till everybody leaves the parking lot, and then you go talk to the person. Right, G?
You don't.
That's what the G taught me.
You don't have to go talk to the coach. Nope. I think I talked to the coach once.
You get an 8-ball, and you put it in a sock.
Mike.
You say, this can go one of two ways.
Mike. I was thinking, what kind of 8-ball are we talking
about? Right. Mike, who's the douchebag here? Is it, let the guy say, Pops or the coach?
Oh, it's the grandpa by far.
Mm-hmm.
I ref basketball for 20 years. The worst people in the gym are the parents. They think they know more than the coaches. They think they know more than the refs. I mean, I even had times where I had to actually be escorted to my vehicle because I was being threatened.
Yeah.
And it happened to coaches, too.
Yeah.
It's a game.
I'm sorry. I was drinking.
Play.
It is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Thanks. Thanks, man. And thanks for, if you volunteered and you coach, man, thank you very much. Keith, who's the douchebag here?
I'll get you.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely the grandfather.
Yeah.
No question about it. You know, I feel that that's what's the wrong turn that this world has taken over the past 20 or 30 years. By the way, I'm a loyal listener of the past 30 plus years. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Welcome.
It is making it more and more difficult to find anybody that has done the job well to get them to continue to do it because they just don't want to put up with it. You know,
That's the thing. You know, they're giving into it, letting the kids. You know, I can understand. Somebody said earlier, yes, absolutely. When they're younger, sure, let them let them have fun. But come high school, we need to start. That's the way the game's played.
Yeah.
You know, they need to start learning the way life is.
Keith, though, we can't hurt kids' feelings because it'll hurt their development.
Yeah, but then when they get fired from their first job or they don't know how to handle it.
They don't care about getting fired.
I run a business, and you know, you can't find any good help these days. Nobody wants to work, and it's all because that's where it all starts, is this crap.
Agreed. 100%. Thank you.
My dad, who was up in the stands at Winnicott High School, was happy that I had to turn my uniform inside out and put Scotch masking tape as my number. He wasn't happy, but he knew that Bill character.
No.
At least your dad was in the stands.
And now he's taping together his glasses.
Oh my God.
I played 7th and 8th grade basketball. I think they went to 1. Back in those days, they didn't just go to the game, have fun. What were you going to say, Kay?
Do you see the top line?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Scott, let's go to you, Scott. What do you say? Who's the douchebag?
1,000% the grandfather. I was at this game.
Uh-oh.
All right, now, look, I don't want any names or anything like that. This is not about that, okay?
Understood.
But
I've taught PE for 29 years. I actually was doing the clock for this game,
mm-hmm.
and it came down to the last second, and the coach called timeout, and ideally... You know, I hate to say this and sound bad, but you want the girl to miss the shot.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. That's the strategy.
Yeah.
So the coach actually texted me the next morning concerned, told me about this whole story. I know these people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, did I do the right thing? And I said, you 1,000% did the right thing. You didn't do anything wrong. That's basketball. Again, I've officiated for 29 years, and it's just unbelievable what people do to you, what they say to you, and you have to pretend like you don't hear it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know what the worst thing is, too, Scott? Correct me if I'm wrong. Most of the time, these are good people that you know, and you've been with it, you've seen them for years,
and then
on the court, and all of a sudden, they become someone you don't recognize.
Yep.
Am I right?
Yes, you have relationships. Yes, you have relationships with them. It's personal, and then all of a sudden they turn into animals over a damn middle school girls' basketball game.
I know, dude. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Scotty. What do we got?
I have four to nothing.
Thank you. And there was a guy that was at the game. And when you talk about stuff like this, I realize that it is, you know, it's obviously a local school, but. The thing is this goes on everywhere.
Right.
This is something that isn't just indicative of one event. This goes on in every league.
Yep.
That's why I chose to read this one. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you got? Who's the douchebag, Joe?
Grandfather, absolutely.
Grandfather, pops, pawpaw.
Bang. That's it, man.
Slam douche. Yeah, there you go, right there.
Slam douche. Clam douche dunk.
All right, clam douche dunk. You're the douchebag now. You did say clam, actually.
It kind of sounded like it.
It's okay, whatever. Yeah, it's so hard to watch when people, I watch grown adults that I think are awesome people, you know, stand up and scream stuff at an ump or a ref, and I go, dude, come on, what are you doing? You know,
as my nieces and nephews started to get into sports, I would go to the game sometimes, and it had changed because, I mean, it was years I didn't go.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're like, people are like, oh, that guy sucks. That's my son.
I don't get it.
And you're like, whoa.
Oh, my God. Don't give him the ball.
He's horrible.
It hurts your heart to hear it. You know, hurts your heart to hear it.
I don't even mind a little bit of smack talk going on. You know what I mean? Like, in the fun of the game, I don't mind that, but it's the malicious stuff. And then the yelling at the, that's just crazy.
One of the best things I ever saw, there was a JV game, and we were in a town that I shall not name.
Local?
Some guy, well, I mean, we were playing a town that wasn't, whatever.
We're from Montana.
Yeah, no kidding. And so anyway, there's a guy in the stands, and he's going after this 14-year-old kid playing basketball, and he's just riding him and denigrating the guy. And the varsity coach walks out in the middle of the game and points to the finger at the guy and says, you. He says, you. What's your problem, dude? That kid's 14. What are you? And that guy, I'm like, I think we're going to have a fight. I'm going to have to get into this fight because I'm with my coach 100%. You know, great guy, awesome. I'm with it. If it goes down, I'm in it. I'm in the mix.
We got bad insurance.
Thank God it didn't. Because I did not.
I did not want to go down.
This is it was in a relatively rural town. They probably were lumberjacks. I didn't want to get involved.
There's a pretty good chance you were going to die.
Kind of fight with a lumberjack and get something in my head. You know, but he called the guy out and just ridiculed him in front of his own hometown audience. And I'm like, that's what you need. You need to humiliate the people that act like that and show them for what they really are, you know.
And 90% of the time, it's people who never actually played the sport.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's always my favorite.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, good luck. Don't do it. Don't be like that, okay?
Because you're ruining it. Everybody wants to be a coach.
Yeah.
So you find somebody that is a coach, and you do that.
Some of our best memories with the kids evolved around their sports and watching them win and lose.
But didn't you get my kids playing sports, I get the emails usually during the start of the season, middle of the season, towards the end of the season. It's like, parents, let your kids play. Let the coaches do their job.
Oh, yeah.
Parents, please, when you're in the stands, do not yell towards your kids to what action they should be doing.
Oh.
Let them listen to their coach. Like, they send these emails flat out, stop doing this.
One of my greatest memories was beating a coach up after a game for a bad call in Barrington years ago. We went out there. It was, showed him.
Dude.
Totally sounds like you.
Our little league field, the backstop is 15 feet from the batter's box. And you sit there and you watch a dad counteract the coach, what the coach told the kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the coach is like, I can hear you, dude. He's good. I'm like, I wanted to pound the guy. I wanted to pound the guy with a bat just because he was being like, you know, it was just a ridiculous thing. I didn't pound him with a bat. No, I don't.
Nice. We figured that you're here.
About that.
In my head, I did, but I just, you know, oh, God, it's exhausting. I'm exhausted talking about it.
In my head, I did.
Yeah.
I pulled him apart.
We'll be right back.
Be right what? Back. This is Greg in the Morning Buzz.
There you go. Hey, have a great week, everybody. We're back a week from Monday, so we will see you there. Enjoy the week, and thanks for tuning in.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.